nothing to prove. Catch me headed up to the roof, humming a tune while I'm watching cows jump in the moon. While we acting all lazy like there's nothing to do, we could get out this conundrum soon. It's real life and it doesn't always feel nice. Hidden wealth deep in yourself where your fears lie. Use them as fuel, cruise till the gears grind. Just imagine what could happen in a year's time. A whole lot since the last one. What I'm thinking, I put down the cigarettes, picking up the hash, brainstorming about the future, reminiscing about the past. Need to be concentrated on just fixing what I have.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
71,
officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories
only at brimsandtongues.com.
You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Hey, you're welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast. Today, I had Manifesto come by, the crib. He came by the crib. We talked about shit. Again, a good guy. It seems like the only people I have on my show are good people, and I'm okay with that. So there's something to be said about that, you know. Don't be a dick. How about that? I wanted to talk to you about technology. I like technology. I'm a tech geek. I'm not afraid to admit it. I like good technology. If it's used right, you know, I'm talking about on a personal level, not like the fucking NSA all up in your shit. You know, I'm talking about, you know, like, I like a quality Android phone, an iPhone. And I realize that with all these social networks, people are really connected, you know, but someone like me who's, you know, I try to be online as much as I can, and sometimes I'm a little too reliant on that, and I think a lot of people are. And what I want to say is just, you know, unplug. You know, I was kind of raised, my dad was very much an outdoorsman. He hunted and fished, or he still hunts and fishes. But my brother and I, we were never those people. We never hunted. We weren't into fishing. I mean, I'll go fishing, but it's just not my thing. You know what I mean? Get out and do that shit. It's get in touch with nature. I mean, you know, it's beautiful. Nature is beautiful. The earth is, it's the only earth we have. I don't mean to preach. I'm just saying, it's just, if you have a family, you got friends, you got, like, I'll be out with my kids and, you know, pull my phone out of my pocket and be like, I even catch myself. Of course, my wife catches me more than anything, but like, put your fucking phone away. And that's my wife bitching to me, not my mind bitching to myself. But I do catch myself sometimes too. But we just need to be, you know, be more in tune with what's happening in your life, not on these social networks. And, you know, unfortunately, the social networks also play a part in our daily lives. But I'm talking about like what's happening now in the moment. You know, I mean, just be in touch with things. That's all I'm saying, you know. So, of course, once you're done listening to the podcast, then be in touch with what's going on in life and in nature and stuff, you know. Get out there, you know, go up to the cabin. That's what we do in Minnesota. Go up to the cabin, go up north, you know, and just visit family or some shit. Say hi to your grandma. Say hi to your mother for me. But anyways, here's the episode with Manifesto. We talk about Rock Marciano, New York MC. He's playing at Soundset this year. This episode is very Soundset heavy, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Manifesto, like I said, is a good dude. His new album, Southside Looking In, completely produced by Mike the Martyr, another good guy, very up-and-coming producer in the Twin Cities, so... and I love his production style. It's very much like Wu-Tang inspired, the old classic samples, and it's just good shit, good stuff. So here it is, Manifesto and myself talking a gang of shit.
Love's a composition of emotions. Ask me what I'm doing, I just kick it for the moment. Thinking if this water flows and wind is steady blowing, how we still justifying drilling in the oceans. Real questions, feel blessed off of real friendships. Old heads share if you express a real interest. Move fast, front door through the rear exit. Only stopping for a brief second, happy I'm present. Folks are still passive aggressive. Become a doctor, make millions off of manic depression. Fill books with knowledge that we haven't digested. We still getting high, trying to grab some perspective. Tipping the scale so our people won't sit in the cell. Twisting the L in the corner where I sit by myself. Identifying we by
and
the smell.
Recording. We've got audio. How you over there? You got you good? You got?
Yeah, yeah.
I got you?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, you're there. Hey, here we are with Manifesto. You're here. You're right there.
I'm right here.
Yeah, you are. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing? Life is good.
Yeah, it is. It's okay.
Right.
I mean, before you came here, I was reading I was reading a book to my oldest to put him to bed, and I got a paper cut on my pinky finger.
Oh, man.
You can't even see it. I wanted to show you because it was so, like, minute and small. Be like, oh, yeah.
That's American problems.
Now you can't even see it. But it was just, it was terrible.
It's real in the field.
Yeah, that's real life right there.
Right.
Yeah. That shit happens.
America.
Oh, yeah. America. Episode 71. And you had asked me before we started recording, you know, how many episodes have I done? And you said you compared it to The Simpsons.
Right.
682.
You're on the
episodes.
Way, though.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. I want to be neck and neck. Eventually, what's the guy's name? Matt Groening?
Yep.
He's just going to have to.
I heard he actually stopped being involved, though.
Really?
Yeah, he's just like a name on the credits
now. Damn. That's too bad.
And another expense for him.
Right. He's probably got other things.
Well, maybe you could just be an expense one day.
All right. Me?
Yeah. Just get that check.
Somebody else is going to have to take over the show.
All right.
No. I don't know. It might come to that someday, maybe. I don't know. But you just released your debut album, Southside Looking In. You brought me a copy. I just purchased it today on Bandcamp, you know?
Yeah.
It's a long time coming, huh? How long did it take you to make the album?
Over a year. It's been in the process for a while. We were actually trying to drop it last September. And
damn.
It just, yeah. But that's how it works.
So has it been done since then?
Yeah. It's all been recorded, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Damn. Well, we'll get into the details of that later here. But first, I want to recap. Last episode, I had Literati on the show.
Nice.
Mercy's May, Caesar of Out of Bounds. Good guys. Caesar was sitting right in this area here, drinking a lot of alcohol. And if you wanted to listen to the 2-hour episode, you could. And you would listen to him progressively get drunk as it goes on.
Cause and effect.
Yeah, but they're good guys, man. I had a good time with those guys. But we talked about Wiz Khalifa. He's playing at Soundset.
Yeah.
You ever seen Wiz live?
I haven't.
Neither have I.
I actually, when I was really young, I saw a flyer of Wiz Khalifa. This was probably 2008 or 2007, just walking along Franklin. And I thought he was biting Big Wiz's name.
Oh, yeah?
Because yeah. I just found out about them. I was just getting into the whole local scene.
And there's also
I had
isn't
no
there
idea
a DJ Big Wiz too?
Yep, yeah.
And
I think
fucking biting.
He plays Soundset too sometimes.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I think he was on last year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Because I remember seeing the name and I was like, I didn't know Big Wiz DJ.
It's a popular name. Cheese Wiz.
Cheese Wiz. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I learned a few things about Wiz Khalifa that I didn't know. Well, he's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh is also known as the Steel City. We got into it, man. We got into it. We got deep into Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Pittsburgh.
Oh, you should. I Mercy's May said I was like a substitute teacher sitting there with this piece of paper reading off facts. Yeah, that was a good analogy. So I'm a substitute teacher.
Are you?
For my own. No.
Oh.
For my own podcast. Rob won't be here today. Instead, I'll be here filling in. He just left me this paper.
Right.
So I'm just going to follow along with this. Remember having substitute teachers in class? It was like, man,
oh, yeah.
I get to fuck around today.
Yep, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Unless they were not going for it, in which case you would get in-school suspension or some equivalent.
Why do they got to be such dicks? You know? Yeah. It's like they're there to educate you?
That was the question. And we would try to retaliate. I think I got at least one fired before.
No shit.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, it made total sense at the time.
Looking back now?
Right, hindsight. It's 2020, I suppose.
Yeah. But so I've been kind of doing this. We're talking about Wiz Khalifa in the last episode. We've talked about Cypress Hill. Kind of a road to Soundset, hey, building Cypress. Up to that. Because I'll be there at the Brims and Tongues booth. Interviewing people,
nice,
as they pass by. Who else did I talk about? Nas,
he'll be there.
I've never seen him live, so I'm looking forward to
man.
That.
Man, yeah, I really wanted to see Cypress Hill and Nas.
Cypress Hill, yeah, Cypress. It's been a while. I just actually saw today. I'm getting way off topic here, but this you said Cypress Hill, and are you familiar with the Gathering of the Juggalos?
I've heard of it. I've never been, but I've definitely heard of it. Yeah.
If you want to experience something, and I mean, no disrespect, because I used to be a Juggalo. Okay, yeah. And even when I was a Juggalo, going to like the Gathering of the Juggalos, I was annoyed by the other Juggalos because it was, if you're familiar with Juggalos, they paint their face, they watch Insane Clown Posse, and they say like ninja is like the term. Like,
oh, wow.
What up, ninja?
Right.
Like anybody you walk by is like, what up, ninja? And then they say, whoop, whoop, all the time. All the time. And it's
whoop,
I don't know,
whoop.
Man. Yeah, man. It's just,
and they drink Faygo, too,
and they
right?
drink Faygo, yeah. And they throw it on each other.
I bet Faygo is psyched about that whole deal.
Oh, you know what's funny is, so I was a Juggalo. I was really into ICP. I haven't talked about this in a while on the podcast, so
okay.
It's good to go back to this.
Yeah, man.
At one time, Faygo, which is a Detroit-based company, soda company, and ICP has basically made Faygo famous,
right?
Worldwide,
yeah.
Whether you like it or not,
they're like the Roundies brand,
right? Exactly, yeah. Or the Shasta, is that Roundies or whatever?
It's some
Shasta,
sort of, yeah,
similar,
generic.
Yeah, and Faygo was looking for to create a new flavor, and so ICP was like, "We got this label made. It was like Insane Clown Cola or something like that,
right?"
And, of course, all the Juggalos went online and were, like, voting for this. And it clearly won.
Wow.
But Faygo was like, no, we can't do business with you guys. You can, like, because they tour the country with a semi-truck full of Faygo.
Right.
Just to throw on the crowd, you know what I mean?
Right. That's ridiculous.
It is, yeah. So, of course, they make Faygo fucking tons of money. But Faygo was like, fuck that. We don't want to do business with you.
I mean, that'd be like Gucci coming out with, like, a Gucci Mane backpack,
right. Yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nah,
just, I guess
they're not
name.
Touching it, right?
Yeah, but that was unfortunate. But yeah, I would have no clue what the fuck Faygo was if it wasn't
for real
ICP. But anyway, so they announced the Gathering of the Juggalos lineup today, which is always pretty impressive, you know.
Yeah.
Like they've had Ice Cube, Ice-T
this year,
this was like previous years. But they have, you know, Tech Nines there this year, Cypress Hill, Head PE. Cannibal Corpse.
Never heard of them.
They're like some hardcore thrash. I'm probably way off, but in my mind, thrash metal type, you know, stuff. But Yellow Wolf, pretty good lineup.
Or,
you know, of course, I wouldn't pay $150 to go, but if it was free, I would go.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's, you know, a weekend of drinking,
right.
Partying.
Yeah,
lots
I think I watched some video clips. It might have been a full documentary on the Gathering.
There is some documentary on YouTube, like a half an hour deal or something.
Yeah, that
like
might have been what I watched.
It's an interesting culture. That's all I can
say. Yeah,
it
looked like just a crazy subculture.
Yeah.
Of a subculture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different, man. There's a book I've been meaning to find that this guy toured with Phish, P-H-I-S-H,
yeah, yeah.
You know, the jam band.
Yeah.
And then he toured, or he followed ICP. And this book is like the similarities between the two, and it's like crazy similar, you know what I mean?
It is
like
crazy.
Drugs and people dancing, having a good time. It's all positive, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just fucking weird, man. It's an interesting thing. But I wanted to talk to you today on this road to Soundset.
Yeah.
About Rock Marciano.
Rock Marciano.
It's the rock. Not that rock, but...
Right.
The rock is in the building, Rock Marciano. And the reason why, I've had Martyr and Mike the Martyr and Remo Williams on the show a couple times.
Yeah.
And they've talked about Rock Marciano. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And finally, I'm like, all right, I'll check out this guy. And it's some good shit.
Yeah.
Very laid back, kind of flow, you know what I mean? He's from New York. So he's not like the aggressive New York MC.
Right.
And I remember Martyr talking about he was part of Flip Mode Squad, Busta Rhymes' crew.
Yeah.
And initially when I heard that, and I was like, oh, does he sound like Busta Rhymes? He does not sound anything like Busta Rhymes.
No, nothing at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't gone back and listened to a lot of the old material, but I wonder how much his style has changed up.
Okay.
Since he was rocking with
So what's the... What are you familiar with? What albums?
I think it's Marsburg. I think that might be it.
Marsburg, yeah. That's from 2010.
Word.
So it's fairly recent. Yeah, yeah. So the one that we were listening to here just before was the Marcy Biaku.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard that one too.
How would you say that? I want to hear you say
that. That's probably how I say it. I'm not big on the French, but...
Neither am I.
Marcy Biaku.
There you go. That's good.
I don't know.
That's good. So in 2004, this guy released he had a group called the UN. I actually think it's called the UN, if I'm not, I don't know.
Or who else was in it?
I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't have that information in front of me right now.
Right. He rose above, though.
Yeah. But the interesting part of that was this project was released under 456 Entertainment or 456 Entertainment. Which is a label that Carson Daly co-owns.
Oh, wow.
So is that fucked up or what?
That's hilarious. Weird. That's hilarious.
I remember I was reading that about that, and I was like, Carson, like that Carson Daly?
Right, I didn't know Carson Daly was into putting rappers on.
Right, like independent underground artists. But apparently that label, 456 Entertainment, has done basically mostly like compilations of like, you know, stuff that's already been released, you know what I mean? So they're like just taking like the best dubs and making stuff. There's labels that do that.
Right.
You ever heard of Rhino?
Rhino.
Rhino Records or something? They do that kind of shit.
I don't know.
Like you'll go to the store and see like KRS-One's greatest hits and
right. Yeah, Rhino. Just like compilations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting that money.
Yeah. Smart move if you get the money, I guess. Yeah.
Right.
In 2005, this was I remember this album coming out. I never got it, never listened to it, because I was a big Wu-Tang head for a while. In 2005, a Wu-Tang affiliate album called Wu-Tang Meets the Indie Culture. Have you ever seen that one?
Nah, I never heard of it.
The cover has the Wu-Tang logo, and it kind of looks like the old school Apple logo with like the rainbow pattern and a
with
bite
the layers.
Out of it.
Yeah.
So it's the Wu-Tang W like that. And that album actually has RZA, GZA, U God. Those are the only Wu-Tang members on there. But Rock's on there, Rock Marciano. Also features R.A. the Rugged Man, C-Ray's Walls. You familiar with C-Ray's?
Just from Zach's book, actually.
Okay. Yeah, he's been around. He actually lives here.
Yeah?
I think he lives here permanently, but he goes back to New York. He's a New York guy. He's been working on a project with my guy MC Rents.
Word.
Which I don't know if I officially should be saying that yet. So.
Yeah.
This album also has Del the Funky Homo Sapien, Aesop Rock, Planet Asia, MF Doom, Sean Price. So that's like a pretty impressive collection there.
That's a solid.
In 2005, so a lot of those guys, younger days.
Right.
Although Del's been around for a while.
Yeah, he's been around for a minute.
Yeah. So that's worth checking out. Wu-Tang Meets the Indie Culture. So if you want to hear these guys in their younger days, at least Aesop, you know, C-Ray's, R.A., shit, R.A. the Rugged Man, he's been, he was at Soundset when? Was that last year?
Last year,
yeah. Yeah, I think I missed it.
I missed it, too. I forget what was going on. But.
Yeah, last year, Soundset, I took the bus. They had free transportation from the Mall of America.
Yeah.
And it was all fucked up.
I bet.
Yeah, it was like,
I bet. There was like 25,000 people there.
Yeah, man. I remember we got there to get in line for the bus, and a bus was just leaving. Like, if we would have ran, we probably would have made the bus.
Yeah.
But so we waited an hour for the bus.
Oh, man.
And then, fuck, man. Either way, this year is going to be a lot better because I'll be there all day.
Right.
At the Brims and Tongues booth.
Oh, yeah.
Come see me. Rock Marciano. He's also on a Pete Rock track called New York's Finest.
Pete Rock.
Yeah. Pete Rock. And as far as his solo albums go, 2010's Marsburg. And I like a lot of his album titles have like Marciano or some sort of something affiliated or worked into the title. 2012's Reloaded. And then Marcy Biaku. Marcy Biaku, which is a play off of, and I had to look in because I don't know French.
Right.
I'm pretty good kissing style. Merci Biaku, which actually means thank you very much.
Word up.
Yeah. Also the French dip, French fries, you know. That French stuff. I'm pretty good at that.
I'm not sure those are actually French, though.
Probably not.
That's just some weird marketing.
No. Yeah.
Make it sound exotic.
But the Marcy Biaku. I want to hear Rock Marciano say right. this. I just want to hear him right. say it over and over again because I can't picture him saying it. That's the only album I've heard of his.
Yeah.
And so I talked with Martyr to see, like, hey, which album should I check out? And that's where I started...
Yeah,
but this album is good. I mean, every track has a feature on it, and they're all good features. Evidence, Action Bronson, AG of DITC,
yeah.
Freeway, Alchemist, Blue. I've become a pretty big Action Bronson fan.
Yeah, he's got bars, man. I like what he's doing.
Yeah.
I like his production, too.
Yeah. He's a chef. Is that right?
Yeah.
He likes food.
At least he eats a lot,
he
right?
He eats a lot of it, yeah.
And
yeah.
it looks like good food.
There's something about him that's like... It just doesn't. You can watch a video of him, and he doesn't. There's no boring moment.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's a showman.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like there was a video I was watching of him. He was just like he went to some famous restaurant in New York. Or something. It's like, hey, we're gonna go eat. You want to watch me eat?
Right.
I'm like I don't want to, but I'm going to.
Right. Because I'm already here.
Yeah, and he made it pretty interesting. You know, he goes and he meets like this one of the best chefs in New York. You know. And the guy, like, knows him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm sure he spends some time there. But it's interesting. Action Bronson. He's played Soundset before, too, if I'm not mistaken. Probably 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I miss all the good stuff.
I do, too.
That's life. But Rock Marciano, he's got some other mixtapes and stuff out there. Probably a couple free ones, if I'm not mistaken. At least a free one.
Well, I personally speaking, I BitTorrent everything.
Wow, you son of a bitch.
It's real in the field, man. Or almost everything. I won't say that.
Oh, okay, good, good. Don't BitTorrent the new Manifesto album.
Hey, actually, if anybody wants to BitTorrent the Manifesto album, I'd be kind of flattered.
All right, there you go. I can't speak for you then.
Right.
You're right, you're right. But altogether, Rock Marciano, he works with a lot of artists on their tracks. Most recently, he's actually on the Step Brothers album. I haven't heard that yet.
I haven't either. I've heard good things about
yeah,
it.
Well, yeah.
I've heard snippets. I've heard songs. I haven't copied
actually, it. Actually, going back to Soundset again, I happened to catch their set at the Second Stage last year.
Yeah, I did too.
I was blown away. I mean, that was my
fresh.
First time seeing Alchemist live, or Evidence for that matter. I mean, they killed it.
Yeah.
Killed it.
It was fresh.
Yeah. So they're yeah, and I was kind of looking for it. Had they released that album like shortly after that, I probably would have gotten it right away.
Yeah.
But I've just kind of been slow to catch up on that. But I love how Rhymesayers packages their stuff these days.
Yeah, they I think they had the Velvet on that.
Yeah,
and then the whole little package
crazy,
with
man.
The Southsiders joint.
Yeah, I gotta get. I love the vinyl. So like I said, we were talking about the album artwork on like yours. That's what I love about vinyl. The sound is unique. But, you know, a larger version of the artwork is more my thing.
Right,
I mean?
I feel so, that.
Step Brothers. And like I said, Action Bronson. I think Action Bronson has Rock Marciano on a track on an Action Bronson
yeah.
album, if I'm not mistaken.
I think on the first track.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. That would make sense. Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it?
Right. Social capital.
Yeah. That's really all I got on Rock Marciano. Those are the facts.
Those are
they're
the
all
facts.
Laid out there. All
right.
Like them, if you will.
Come to your own conclusions.
And I imagine he's probably not playing the main stage. He's probably on the second stage this year.
I mean,
maybe early on.
It's a crapshoot. Who knows? Who knows? That's always I'm always kind of surprised by who's playing when and where.
Right. Now, last year was actually my first sound set.
Mine too, actually.
Oh, it was. Here, I was going to ask you some questions. Because I think they used to have three stages of performers, like a two side stages.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken. In a main stage?
Yeah, it's doing a lot.
Yeah, that's like, there's no way to catch.
I mean, I know that they have like the tent where they do the break dancing and the production battles
DJs
and all that stuff.
DJs and whatnot, yeah. Yeah, who's the DJs this year? Do you remember who they might be?
I honestly don't.
Let's just make up some names. DJ.
Let's do it. Hoopla.
Hoopla?
Hoopla.
He's going to be there?
Yeah, man.
DJ Bobblehead?
He's going to be killing the game.
Yeah?
Did you see those Jimmy Kimmel clips?
Where they were just making
up
names?
Just asking about the band.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about DJ Hoopla?
Yeah.
And his collaboration with...
I haven't checked him out yet, but I've heard good things. Right. You know.
It's a classic album.
Yeah. The new DJ Red Circle.
Right.
Right?
DJ Blue Square.
I hear they don't get along.
DJ Adjective Noun.
DJ Running in Place.
Yeah.
Round
DJ Bullshit.
Yeah, that's good shit, man. I like that. People are... you get those people at those festivals, though. You know, they're like...
You get those people everywhere. People that'll give you directions to places they don't know how to get to. Be like, yo, how do I get to...
I don't think that's happened to me.
Oh, it's happened to me.
Maybe they're using Apple Maps. I know that's a thing.
Right.
But that's... Yeah. As you know, GPS... Trying to get to my place tonight, you know. You got to the ballpark.
Yeah.
Rough area.
Yeah,
you
man.
Made here.
It was kind of getting confusing, though.
But you're...
A little utopia.
So you're not going to make it at Soundset this year. You're going to be in Portland.
Yep. Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
I think is the correct pronunciation.
Oregon?
Oregon.
Oregon?
Or Oregon. I just know it's not gone.
It's not.
Not Oregon.
Oregon?
Nope.
The Argonne Trail.
Right.
You remember that game?
I do.
Yeah?
I used to hunt a lot of buffalo in that game.
You did?
I hunt too much buffalo, and I think it would all rot, in fact.
Really?
I was trigger happy.
Yeah. The shooting was the best part of the game.
Right?
Yeah. I think we need an updated version of that game.
That would be fun.
Where is that?
Where is that? Who made that game?
That was actually did you know, little fact, it was made by a company called MECC. I don't remember what that stands for, but it's a Minnesota-based company.
Wow.
They developed that game. MECC.
Minnesota developed the Oregon Trail.
Right, right. Not the original Oregon, the game.
Right, right, of course, yeah.
Some guy from Minnesota's out there just, I imagine, like with like some sort of device that pats down like trails. And he's like out there, what are you doing?
With the conversation core.
To Oregon. Oregon. That's how a Minnesota.
It's Oregon.
Get it right.
Right, get you.
But yeah,
shit
we
together.
Do that would be nice, a new updated version of that game because, you know.
Just for nostalgic reasons, I'm sure everybody would go back and play it.
Right, yeah. And you know, no disrespect to kids these days. I mean, who doesn't like a good Grand Theft Auto?
Right.
You know, or whatever the fuck else is out there.
Civilized people.
Yeah. but you know, it'd be good to get a little education in there too, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's nice to know how to pick up a hooker and kill her.
Right, right. Know? Hit dope-ass jumps off of buildings while shooting your guns.
I mean, these are all day-to-day things that you should know how to do. But you also should know how to hunt buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, whether to, what was that, make it across the river with your...
Yep. Yeah, you had to decide how to do it.
Yeah, right.
You had to either just try to go across.
Skills, right? Yeah.
Problem solving.
Yes.
That's a resume item right there.
Yes, it is. It is. And whether you're going to get malaria or not. You
right.
know? Yeah. That was a fun game, man.
And the snake bites.
Yeah, snake bites.
You would lose somebody to a snake bite every once in a while.
I'm sure these days they could probably think of some crazy shit to add in there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Make it all 3D.
Oh, yeah. They would just make it more violent, too.
Oh, yeah.
They would have infighting.
They'd emphasize on the guns.
Yeah. And they'd probably have, like, cowboy Indian type.
It'd be like Big Buck Hunter.
Right. It would be.
Integrated in there.
It would be,
yeah. Well, anyways, went from Rock Marciano to the
to Oregon
Trail. Yeah.
The remix.
let's take a break here. We'll come back and we'll talk about your project and what you have going on. We'll talk more about Argonne, the real reason you're going out there,
right?
Not just to hit the trail.
Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
I think you should get more producers on this or DJs. DJs don't talk much, but.
What is with this guy? Doesn't he know he'd look a lot better with a Brims and Tongues hat on? Or maybe even some Tongues in his shoes? Or just a Brims and Tongues t-shirt? If he had any idea, I would direct him to brimsandtongues.com and have him check out the web store and maybe get a new shirt or something. Anything would help.
past.
Only at brimsandtongues.com. Bam. Bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. I don't know that. We're back. Still here. How you doing over there? Manny Festo.
Chilling, chilling.
Do you go by Manny?
I do.
No, not Manny Fresh, though.
No. That'd be a copyright infringement right there.
It would be. Yeah. That guy gets paid.
Not people, that you don't. People often call me Manny Fresh, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
You're fresher than Manny Fresh, I gotta say.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking.
But I gotta take a moment to remind the listeners how I make my money. But if you head over to brimsandtongues.com, it's a website. And actually redone web store as of this year. It looks great. I know a guy who did it. This guy who runs this company called I Define Design. His name is Rob. Good guy. He hosts a podcast. But it's not about me. It's about Brims and Tongues. You know about Brims and Tongues, right?
I do. Yeah, that's the homies.
Yeah. Amber Ace Cleveland.
Yeah.
Mike. You know them. I'll be at Soundset at the Brims and Tongues booth. If you're an artist listening to this podcast right now and you're like, I've been waiting to get on the podcast, right?
That's your chance.
Because there's a line going out the door right now. You were in that line.
Oh, yeah.
You were waiting.
Waiting this for a year and a half, man.
Year and a half. No, yeah. Anyone at Soundset, stop by the Brims and Tongues booth. Hit me up. We'll knock out a 5-minute something or other. We'll high five, handshake, do all that business, and we'll be friends. The best of friends, but I'll be there. Brent Lambert of BTC Wood.
BTC.
Yeah. Do you have any pieces of him?
I have him? Several.
You yeah. do? Okay,
I have
nice.
Several BTC Because
I have
pieces.
None, Brent.
Ooh.
None.
You got to get the Rob face.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. I'd do that. Brent, what's up, man? I know you listen. Where's my piece? I had him on the show. He's been on the show. We talked about all sorts of shit. Actually, we talked about Cypress Hill.
That's what's up.
But he'll be there and come by. Those unfamiliar with BTC Wood, Brent makes these pieces out of recycled skateboard decks, and it's really fucking cool.
They're super fresh.
Yeah, very unique by hand. It's not like a machine. Brent himself is a machine, so technically, I guess it could be, but not machined.
Right. Yeah, he's done custom pieces for a good chunk of the scene.
Yeah. A lot of people. But we'll be at Brims and Tongues, fresh from head to toe. I'm sure you know the name. You're probably sick of me talking about it, but they're my sponsorship. They're good people, and they make some unique stuff. So come check us out there.
Yeah.
At Soundset. All right. Manny. I got the segment. It's called the High Five. Right?
Dope.
You ready for this shit?
Yeah.
5 questions. Let's see if you know this. Well, it's not really a knowledge question, the first one especially. Have you ever had a Juicy Lucy?
I have.
Are you a fan?
I am a fan.
Where's your go-to place for a Juicy Lucy?
Where would you guess my go-to place is?
South Side Matt's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Matt's. I got to say, they do have, in my opinion, the best.
I'm not sure I've even ever tried the other one.
The 5-8. Actually, yeah. A lot of places have them now. So it's
right.
Even, yeah, they're all over the place.
They got different kinds of cheeses now.
Yeah, right. You don't fuck with that. You just go with the OG.
They're just trying to reinvent the wheel, man.
Yeah. They had the 5-8 Tavern. There's a 5-8 in Maplewood.
Yeah.
And they have a peanut butter and jelly one, which is fucking crazy.
I bet.
And
I bet
ate
that
it.
Would be pretty good.
I did it.
What is it, like a burger? Or like
yeah, a burger with stuffed with peanut butter and jelly. And I had to try it. And it's not bad.
It's just not. Eh.
It's just, yeah.
It's just the novelty more, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you're into that, you know, I'm sure someone likes it.
Peanut butter and beef.
Yeah, it's an odd combo.
Right.
But, it's your taste buds are all like, what are you doing? What is this? All right, next question. If you could talk with one type of animal, what would it be?
Like throughout time?
All of time.
Man.
I've never had anyone go prehistoric.
Right.
You want to go prehistoric?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of options. I would say a tortoise.
Tortoise, huh?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they've been around longer than we have, and they've probably seen a lot of shit.
Right. And they move slow, so they take in a lot.
Right. They take in a lot, and they avoid beef. And everybody leaves them alone, it seems.
Right. So yeah, it seems that way. Yeah.
They're like the silent observers.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. No one's ever said that before.
I bet. I was looking for one of those.
Yeah. Nice. Next question. What is Prince's real name? Are you a Prince guy? You like Prince?
I respect Prince.
Okay. Okay.
He owes me some money.
Some royalties?
Right. I retract that. No lawyers hitting me up. Prince's real name. Honestly, I have no idea. Does he even have a real name anymore?
Probably not.
Right. Yeah. Wasn't he an image for a while?
He was. He was just that symbol. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would say Prince's real name, Harold.
Harold. You're wrong.
Ah.
Yeah. It was close, though. His real name is actually Prince.
Oh.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you name, he's not that creative then.
No. No. Yeah. When you give a kid a name like that, like if you name your kid Thor, you know?
I was just talking to one of my homies, Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Like, you're almost destined for greatness,
you
right? I mean,
you it's kind of like, half. You're pressured it's into like, greatness.
I named you Thor. You do something good,
right?
You don't make a fucking mockery of my right. family name.
Do something beastly.
Yeah, yeah. You create thunder or something. Next question: what is something that not a lot of people know about you that you wish more people could know? Manifesto.
Something that not a lot of people know about me,
but you wish more people could know. Take your time. No pressure.
No pressure, but it better be good.
You're goddamn right.
I mean, people don't know a lot about me. I'm a man of mystery.
You are very mysterious. Very mysterious.
Let's come back to that one.
I've never had anyone do that. I don't know. I'm a tactician. Can we do that? Can we do that? We can do it. All right. Well, this is an easy one. What's in your stereo right now?
In my stereo right now.
Right now.
I don't actually have a stereo per se, but in my music bumping system, I have a CD of instrumentals from Sevadar Sahaj. And within reach of that system, I have a whole myriad of local musician CDs.
Okay.
Including but not limited to. IBE, This, That, and the Third, Greg Grease, The Southsiders Tape, Van Damme, this kid Devin Reason, bunch of stuff.
Okay. Well, that was the last question, so now we have to go back.
All worried up.
So what is something that not a lot of people know about you, but you wish more people could?
Huh.
Are you really good at like Spanish or like Canadian, French?
I am actually. I'm French half Canadian. Puerto Rican, which some people don't know.
Okay.
People just.
Okay. See, we're getting somewhere.
Right. People just assume I'm mixed with something, but
I don't know what you are.
I get that quite often, actually.
I don't know how to
you're
judge
something.
You.
Right. You're something. Just looking for labels. So yeah, I'm a half Puerto Rican mutt. I'm a mutt. I don't speak Spanish though. I wish I. Okay. I really wish I did. I understand Spanish. Fluently, which is actually something people don't know.
Okay, so
I can eavesdrop and I can translate Spanish to English quite well, but trying to reverse it and formulate sentences and conjugate the correct grammar and whatnot is a little
more troubling.
So watch your mouth around me.
Understood. See. Yes. Manifesto. So I did a little research on you.
Okay.
Not much, because you are very mysterious.
I'm elusive.
Yes.
Character.
And I did find that you're part of the True Mutiny Collective.
I am.
Explain that.
True Mutiny is basically just a crew from back in the day, man. It's basically a bunch of high school homies I started making music with. And it's kind of, everybody's kind of gone their own separate ways and whatnot. But
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to South High for the first 3 years, and then I went to Lauren Nicolet Alternative School off of off East Franklin.
Okay.
For my senior year.
Where are you originally from?
I was born at Fairview. I grew up South Side in the High Lake area, Cedar Lake.
Okay. Okay. Folks, parents still together, still alive?
Yep, they're still there, in fact.
Nice. You don't see that much these days.
You don't.
You don't.
You don't.
It's love. True love.
True love. True love.
Nice. I was going to say that. I didn't know you'd be like, why is he saying it like that?
Come on, man. Princess Bride.
Yes. Nice. I like you. I like this interview.
Hey.
Also the co-founder of the hip-hop, how do you say it?
Harambe. Yeah, it's a block party slash art festival we did the last two Septembers. Big Crit, Devin the Dude, and Shabazz Palace's headline this past year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of live graffiti, breakdancing. We had a breakdancing stage, a bunch of local youth. There was a Last of the Record Buyers showcase inside the Nomad, which I think had around 50 producers or something. It was...
Damn.
Yeah, it was cool. So that's something I've been involved in the last few years.
Okay. And does that seem to be growing? You're going to keep doing that?
Kind of undecided.
Okay. You don't have to answer that right now. let's just move forward like it's going to happen. I know it's hard to keep on top of that kind of stuff. You know, that's I'm sure it's a lot of work to organize all that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, event organizing is a lot of work. It's stressful, honestly.
Is there anyone else? Who else is involved, I guess I should say?
Well, predominantly it was just me and my guy Jake who co-founded the event. But this past year we made an effort to involve a lot more people. So we had probably around 20 people involved.
Okay.
Total in just the entire operation of the event.
And was it this year you guys had Big Trent?
Yeah, this past September.
Okay. Nice. That's a good name. Who else was on it this year?
Devin the Dude. And Shabazz Palace.
He smoked
Palaces.
Up all your weed, didn't he?
He did, man. Nah, he's a cool dude.
I'm sure
Devin
was
actually one of the humblest famous people I've met.
Nice.
But cool.
Does he really smoke hella weed?
He smokes a lot of weed.
Yeah. So it's not just for show.
No.
Like
I would be kind of insulted.
Right, if he didn't. If he didn't smoke. Hanging out with the Cottonmouth Kings.
Right.
Are you familiar with Cottonmouth Kings?
Yeah. And if they didn't smoke,
you'd be like, you guys are assholes.
Right. Or like with all these club rappers and they don't drink.
Right, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
What the fuck?
The fuck?
Yeah.
Get your shit together.
Yeah. Get out of here. So you just released your debut full length. Yep. Now, you had a mixtape or
A little EP that I had dropped with the homie Julian Fairbanks, actually at the previous Harambe.
Okay.
2012. So that was real short. That was probably only five songs, I think.
Okay. But you got it together, Southside Looking In.
It's
been a while in the making.
Right.
As you said earlier, it was actually done September of last year, right? You said?
Yeah, basically. I mean, the post-production and all the mastering wasn't all done, but
okay.
But it was all recorded.
Completely produced by Mike the Martyr.
Yep.
That's a good guy to have on your side.
Yeah, shout out Mike the Martyr, man. He definitely blessed me with the production.
And I learned in our talking here off the mic that your dad did the album artwork.
Yeah, Ricardo Levis Morales.
And he kind of described it to me, but tell the listeners what, like how he did this.
Yeah, well, basically what he predominantly does is this thing called scratchboard. So it's like a thin layer of clay covering up a thin layer of wood. And then he'll draw on that with an ink pen or whatever and then scratch the detail out real finely with X-Acto blades. And then watercolor it or paint it however he chooses to do so.
Okay.
So it's a really distinct, really detailed form of artwork.
Mm-hmm. And Ricardo Levins Morales, is that how you say?
Yeah.
That's the old man?
That's the old man.
Nice.
Yeah, he's actually got a studio on 38th and Minnehaha. Over Southside, if you guys want to go check that out. It's a studio / gallery, so you can just walk in and check out some of his work.
Okay. So he does this professionally.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, not that it does not look professional. It absolutely does. You know, that's very cool, very unique. Southside Looking In, and this is on Bandcamp.
It is.
It's on iTunes. Coming to iTunes? Or
it's on iTunes, I believe.
iTunes now.
It is. It's actually on the interwebs.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
But yeah, it's a free download on Bandcamp. You can go get that. At your leisure.
And actually, same with Literati last week. They re-released that album, Fate Accompli. I'm not sure exactly how to say it, but
A comply.
They took every track and gave it to producers to remix.
Nice.
You know, and there's like, I think it's like 35 remixes. And that's for free.
Yeah, this is some fresh artwork. Yeah. It reminds me kind of a Half-Life. Half-Life. Remember the computer game?
Oh, yeah. Half-Life. Yeah, absolutely.
Just those shots.
Yeah, and that's an artist, I think he's from St. Cloud. You said kind of hooked up the guy that did that. Again, like I said, I'm a big fan of the artwork, man. That's both of these albums are very cool. So go to Bandcamp, listener. While you're listening to this, go to Bandcamp, download the album. But you know what? Throw them some money.
If you please.
I'm not gonna make you do anything. But it would be nice, I'm sure.
I'm sure, yeah.
But to my understanding, let's say someone were to buy the album for $10. What cut of that do you see on Bandcamp? How do those numbers work?
I actually have to go and verify my PayPal account before I get anything.
You probably got hundreds of dollars waiting, maybe even thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. Get no. It right. Yeah. No.
It's my money.
No, I think they take a little under 20%.
Okay.
So it's not too bad.
Yeah. That's so not terrible numbers.
I'm signed to Bandcamp Records right now.
They got you. They got you.
Right.
So you've got the hard copy of the album now? Wait, you got that in stores yet?
I don't actually. I think we're gonna wait until June 19th when we do the release party to put it in stores. But in the meantime, at Soundset, I'm actually gonna drop 200 of them for the peoples, all free. If you actually meet us at the Stack Ducats booth, I think that's where we're gonna be kicking it with Rob.
I won't be at Stack Ducats. So.
I mean, not Stack Ducats, Brims and Tongues.
Oh, you'll be. That's where they'll be.
I don't know exactly where they'll be.
Find them at Soundset.
Find us they'll at Soundset, be there. Right? Yeah. I actually won't be there, but that's the CDs cool, definitely
I'll
will
tell
be.
You, last year at Soundset, there was... E-Cid was giving away, I think, free copies of his post-Euphoria EP.
Yeah.
My guy, Professor Fresh, was walking around handing out CDs. Not a lot of people did that. And it's like, why would you not? If you're an artist in the Twin Cities...
Why would you not? Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dedicated hip-hop fans who live in your... geographic area, yeah. So
man,
get your shit together.
Don't be a fool. I'm actually having 2,500 new Thank You Rob stickers.
Nice,
exclusive to Soundset.
Hey,
I want to get rid of all.
Yeah, I'll be dropping some stickers there too.
Nice, definitely. Nice. You know what? I got a sticker. I got it from either Remo or Martyr last time they were here. Of the album cover.
Yeah, very nice. They've been making their way around the streets.
So, like we mentioned earlier, you're going to be in Portland.
Yeah.
Over the Soundset show. What are you doing out there? What's your business? What are you doing out there? Tell
my
me.
Business or pleasure? Well, it's actually business and pleasure. Initially, we were going out just on a whim, really. A couple of my homies said they had tickets for the Amtrak to go out there. And I just decided to go without any plans. But but a couple shows, hopefully, will be lined up. And we were going to watch Outkast out there at some big festival, which might not actually happen now, but
really,
but that was initially a good part of the motivation because Outkast is dope.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know where else I'd be able to see them in the immediate future.
I thought they're kind of doing the festival circuit right now.
Oh yeah.
Mistaken.
Yeah. They're
this
doing
year.
Yeah.
Lollapalooza. Are they there this year too?
I don't even know. I think they booked like 40 plus festival gigs.
Okay. Damn. You know, I was looking at the new issue of Rolling Stone magazine. I was reading some bands make ridiculous amount of money off of playing festivals.
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
I'm quite sure that Outkast is getting $1 million guarantees for these shows.
That, yeah. $1 million fucking dollars.
Times 40.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You know? God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Right.
$1 million for a show. And there's two guys and they're DJ.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and whatever sort of management they do,
right.
Which is probably
so I suppose
taking a decent chunk.
But it's not like a full band where you have to split the money five, six.
And they're not struggling, put it like that.
Right.
Financially I'm sure they'll be all right.
So if you think about that
come September.
I'm a big Outkast fan. I don't know about you, but I would love to see a new Outkast album.
I think that'd be fresh.
But at the
I wouldn't want them to force it though.
Right. You know, it's cool that they're doing this festival circuit. You know what I mean? I'm probably not going to be able to see him.
I think they're Somerset.
Oh, yeah. I think
you Wisconsin, might be, yeah.
Yeah. But, shit, if they are.
Right.
Wu-Tang's going to be at that, too.
Ooh. But, yeah, that might be the move, man.
Yeah. You know, it's like, if you're getting $1 million a show, and if you're doing 40 shows, you know, why would you even feel the need to make it another album? You know what I
Probably
mean?
Probably not.
That's the thing.
Probably not.
So, I'd hate to say unless it. They just... And now, you know, Andre 3000 is doing this Jimi Hendrix movie.
Oh, yeah.
Biopic?
Yeah.
Have you seen, they released some footage of that.
I haven't, no.
And it's like, man, he, that guy's amazing. MC, you know, just, he looks the part. Like a right. Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. And even in, they go on the internet and you should watch this footage because it's like,
definitely.
Man, he's going to kill it. He's going to kill it. That's the next big thing for him. $1 million a show, Jimi right. Hendrix, Unlock, you know.
What yeah. What,
yeah. I just want a new Outkast.
Sky's the limit for Outkast
yeah.
right now.
Yeah. But we're off track here. Let's get back to you. So on your Facebook bio, I was just kind of reading, what's Scoundrel Nation?
Scoundrel Nation is a crew of homies predominantly from Northeast. It's just, that's the fam.
Okay.
Scoundrel
Gang. Who else is in?
The Scoundrel Brothers, which is a big old group of people. Scoundrel Zach, Spencer, Jake Verdon. It's a bunch of beastly peoples.
Okay.
It's the Northeast squad, basically.
Right.
I lived over there for a year.
Okay. I don't know them.
Word. Well, I could introduce you to them. Some good people to know.
Are they on the internet somewhere?
Yeah, in one form or another.
Okay. And then Rooftops.
Rooftops is just the movement, really, man. It's my genre.
Okay.
I make rooftop music. Rooftop just music. That kick it in a lawn chair with a fat spliff and a bucket of beer.
Yeah.
Watching
on a rooftop.
Watching comets. Yep. And throwing water balloons at cars.
That actually sounds pretty fun.
Right?
Yeah, I've never done that.
That midsummer night shit.
Yeah?
Nice. Come kick it on the roof, man. I got a nice roof at the spot.
That sounds nice. With all the, like, we haven't had consistent, decent weather. You know right. what I mean? And that just visually sounds really nice.
Yeah, man. It's right like the primo summer feeling.
Yeah.
That rooftop feeling.
Yeah. Damn. Well, hopefully we get there at some point.
Right. I mean, yeah. I'll be up there tonight, man.
It's like, it's actually supposed to be like in the 30s tonight.
Is it really?
I just want to warn you. I mean, wow. I'm not a weatherman.
Wow.
But I do follow the weather.
Way to rain on my parade.
That's just the reality of it, you know.
Drilling the fields.
So, Manifesto, you're out there. Manifesto.com, yeah. The official website.
Official tissue.
You're out there on, just so people are familiar, Manny. Phesto.
Yeah.
Right.
Not to be confused with Manifest.
Manifest.
Who right. also hails from here.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know Manifest?
I do not. I mean, we travel in circles that overlap, of course, but mm-hmm. I've never met the man.
On Twitter, @Manny_Festo.
Yes, sir.
And then you're on Facebook. I just figured search for Manifesto.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably do it. The URL?
Yeah.
It's probably Facebook/Manifesto.
Okay. Let's just assume that.
Yeah, let's assume that.
Some way people are going to find you.
It's a safe bet. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next then? You got the Portland deal coming up.
Yeah, man.
But when you come back, you got the actual release show?
Yeah, I'm coming back and heading out to Mankato for another show the week before the release and then coming back and doing the release party.
Where you at in Mankato? The What's Up Lounge?
I'm spacing the name of the venue. Some place in Mankato that likes
give me some details.
That likes hip hop. I don't know many details. I got booked by this guy, Intelligent Design, up there.
Yeah. He was just on the podcast.
Nice.
2 weeks ago.
Where?
I went down there. I got some people in Mankato.
That's fresh.
You should
plug me Design, up.
DJ Shoba.
Where?
All three of those guys, I guarantee you, will probably be. That's not a guarantee. I guarantee you they will probably be right. at your show.
That's dope, yeah, man. Yeah, I've never been out there in like a music capacity. Yeah, I used to have family out there.
You know, it's a college town, you know, so people come out.
Right, make me feel young.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I'm assuming it's probably going to be the What's Up Lounge.
That's what's up.
And that's it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to plug my guys, Fuzz Talk Radio, which is a Mankato-based internet radio station, Fuzz Talk, because they replay segments of the podcast here.
Nice.
So much love to Fuzzy Nuts,
Fuzzington.
Fuzz Talk Radio. they'll probably be plugging you at some point for the show, too.
That's dope. Social yeah. capital.
I'm sure you'll get some details out on the internet when you know more.
I will.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So follow Manifesto. Pick up the album. Do all of that. Let's just kind of go over. I just want to. Mike the Martyr's featured on a song here.
Yep, yep.
You got Metasoda on here. Axel Foley, he's kind of one of your boys, right?
Yeah, definitely. Right? Yeah, it's one of the kids I came up with.
I love. What's his real name? If you don't.
Axel.
But it's not Axel Foley.
No, then, so. No.
Axel Foley, Beverly Hills Cop.
Yep, that'd be
love
the one.
That shit. That's cool. Ackwright.
Yeah.
Right? Greg Grease.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool shit, man. I feel like a dick because it's like it took me so long to get around to getting the album.
Yeah.
So I only got through like the first two songs.
Oh, word. That's
all and, good. And the song that you have the video for.
Word.
Eternity in the Cities. Done by Abhinav,
yep.
Cherry Sky Studios. Go check that out.
Yep. We actually just, I recorded part of a remix last night with Big Dylan for that song.
Big Dylan, Stop House Dylan?
No. Big Dylan LP, Audio Perm Kid.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So what's the plan with that?
I'll probably drop that while we're gone. Got another video or two, couple more videos, and a couple more remixes dropping.
Nice.
Leading up to...
Gotta stay on the videos.
Right.
People
that's,
love that.
That's what it's
need
about.
Need the visuals.
Man. Yeah, I'm actually geeked about the next one we're dropping. It's for the Greg Grease joint, Rabbit Hole, and it's going to be like a shadow puppet show, a trippy, hallucinogenic shadow puppet show adventure.
All right.
I'm excited to drop that on the world.
Well, hey, thanks for doing the show, man.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for reaching out, man.
Yeah, definitely. Manifesto, I'm going to take a minute to direct people away from you.
Yeah.
And go to a website called thankyourob.com.
Do that.
And if you go there, you will see a link to the podcast page. You can listen to the past episodes. The 2-hour episode of Literati.
All 71.
All 71 episodes. And actually, I've had Greg Grease on. That was actually a really good episode. I remember I went to his place and we talked about Ice Cube's death certificate.
Okay.
Yeah, that was cool. He made me feel old because we were talking about it. And he's like, yeah, my dad had that tape. I was like, oh, man. Wow. I had that tape, too. How old are you?
I'm 24. 24.
Okay. Well, no, yeah, you make me feel old. But anyways, thankyourob.com, the website. Listen to past episodes. You can go to iDefine Design, which is my web design, internet sites, sticker designs, album artwork.
Yeah.
Posters, logos, branding, anything crazy that you want promoted, stuff like that. What else do I got out there? A link to Brims and Tongues right from thankyourob.com. A link to Fuzz Talk Radio. Much love to the supporters out there and the listeners. Any last words there, Manifesto?
Peace.
I'm gonna end it with handshakes and high fives.
Yo, we're living in a late night movie. They're high noon and I glide through. Music muted and silence is where I move. Keep it unabashed, hope we get our summers back. Hope you quit your job if you're feeling unattached. Through the rabbit hole, Alice in the Wonderland. Only to be evicted by Uncle Sam. New election, still a overbearing government. And we're the have-nots, why the haves try to rub it in. Once again, we're just riding and running, trying to stay a step ahead of the violence that's coming. Coming high and stupid, playing timeless music. Finally in the right place and time to do it. Right frame of mind, take a sweet lazy ride. But we pour one out for those who ain't alive. Ice caps melting, drowning out the Edelweiss. Change the tide faster than the population changes size. It's getting late, hope we make it to the roof. I learned fiction isn't crazy as the truth. And most folks crazy as the news is. If this is our position, how we making it improve then? It's getting late, hope we make it to the roof. I learned
learned fiction isn't crazy, it's the truth. And most folks crazy is the news. This is our position, how we making it improve with improvements.
Tremendous with the sparking, relentless with performance, partners, feelings living lawless. Hold the motive and authors, revere the clear the conscious, prepared to share the profits. Profits. Crystal clear the pistol air with disappear the problems. I'm in the big conniving, my people still surviving. The law is still depriving, chasing a 9 to 5 and wasting the honest driving. The childish mind is hate assignment, chance of misalignment. See the sire, shun the sirens and the grand designers. My goal is fan abandoned islands, eat the Spanish shamans. Negro diamonds drop the deepest knowledge. From the curb to the college and the birds beyond it. Hear the phonics built with ergonomics. We swerve absurd occurrences, prefer to work in private. My intellect might intersect and smear the weirdest nonsense. Despite the fact the law reacts and leaves these kids in coffins. I'm often walking, searching, hawking for the different causes.
It's getting late, hope we make it to the roof. I learned fiction isn't crazy, it's the truth. And most folks crazy as the news is. If this is our position, how we making it improve then? It's getting late, hope we make it to the roof. I learned fiction isn't crazy, it's the truth. And most folks crazy is the news. If this is our position, how we making it improve? With improve. Yo, they say it's hard to make a unilateral plan. I'm just trying to make time to get back with the fam. The beat knocking like a battering ram. But we penning hip-hop in our battling stance. It's good to be confident. Manny's the man is what I tell myself. Sometimes I see I actually am. We all come from greatness. The roof to the basement. Either say what you'll do or you'll do what you're saying.
No question how I do, cause I get it how I'm living. Gotta get it. Bigger prisons, birth to children just to fill them. Just to fill them. Dodge the truth for living. Fantasies pretending. Pretentious competition calls for loss of life's religion. Phenomenon admitted. Nonchalant, a dominant. More to bring the spirit through the rhythm. You can hear it. Festo, so celestial, incandescent with the lyrics. Festo from the west coast, burn the lentils. Never fear this.
It's getting late. Hope we make it to the roof. I learned fiction isn't crazy, it's the truth. And most folks crazy as the news is. If this is our position, how we making it improve then? It's getting late, hope we make it to the roof. I learned fiction isn't crazy, it's the truth. And most folks crazy is the news. If this is our position, how we making it improve with improvements?